This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. You might want to give that plant a bath. I'm not saying that there's an odor, but no, seriously. That crusty layer of dust and maybe cooking residue diminishes the plant's ability to clear your air, which I talked about last week. I wiped down my snake plant yesterday. Periodically, cleaning the leaves of your house plants is actually less work than letting it go until a year down the road. The sun shines in at just the right angle and you think, ooh man, the air cleaning machine is not able to keep up. If you live on a dirt road or there's construction or a lot of wind in your area, you'll need to clean them more often. When the dust is thicker than what you can blow off, it's time. The easiest way is to move the plant to the kitchen sink or shower and hose them off, but make sure the water is lukewarm. If your plants are really grimy, you can spray them with a diluted soapy water mixture and then hose them off. Use about a quarter tablespoon dish soap per 1 quart of water. Small plants that can't handle the force of a spray can be cleaned by holding the base of the plant at soil level, inverting it into a bucket of water, and swishing the leaves about. Watering the soil beforehand will help prevent the soil from falling out when the plant's inverted. You can also wrap plastic around the base of the plant to contain that soil. For plants too large to move, you can wipe the leaves off with a damp cloth. I have much more info, pictures, and a video on GardenBite.com. And don't bother with commercial leaf shine. All you need is a little soap and water. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.